Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Let me get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skeezix Wallet speaking. Oh, what's that? Well, yes, sir, I think we can fix it. We can fix anything that runs on four wheels. Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, the Gasoline Alley gang is on hand, just as you find them every day in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, Skeezix and Wilmer get a kicking around from Kid Cupid. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Some people find it very easy to keep a secret, but with others, the mere knowledge of a secret is a cause for nervousness and jumpiness. For instance, Skeezix's partner, Wilmer Bobble, has been acting nervous and jumpy all day. But now the day's work in the garage has ended, and Skeezix says,
"Okay, fellas, let's call it a day and go home."
You're sure you're finished for the day, Skeezix? I mean, you can go home now?
Of course, Wilmer. What's wrong with you? You've been acting funny all day.
Oh, nothing, Skeezix. Nothing at all, really.
Oh, there's that darn phone. I'll get it.
No, Skeezix. That's for me, that call. You wait right here. Right here, see, and we'll go home together.
Okay, Wilmer. Well, if it's for you, answer.
Oh, yeah, sure. You wait right there. Hello?
Wilmer, this is Niney.
Yeah, Niney, yeah.
Has Skeezix said anything about today being his birthday?
Not a word. I don't think he's even thought of it.
Good. Have you finished work?
Just knocked off for the day. Like I promised, I'll bring Skeezix right home.
And hurry. Most of the guests are already here.
Oh, you can bank on it. We'll leave here in 2 minutes.
Oh, thanks, Wilmer. And remember, don't breathe a word to Skeezix. I've worked so hard, and I want this to be the nicest surprise party ever. Goodbye.
Bye, Nina. Who the heck is that coming into the garage? Skeezix, remember, we're through work for the day.
It's Margie Gannon, Wilmer. Hiya, Margie.
Skeezix, can you fix my car in a hurry? It's awful important.
Oh, sure. Wilmer and I'll be glad to fix it for you.
We will not.
What did you say, Wilmer?
I'm sorry, Margie. We can't fix your car tonight.
Oh, wait a minute. Wilmer, have you gone nuts?
Oh, please, Wilmer. I've just got to get it fixed.
Well, what I mean is, Margie, you see, I'll fix your car, but Skeezix has to rush right home fast.
I don't either have to rush home. I like Margie, and I'd like to do her a favor.
Oh, I like you too, Margie, only...
Maybe you've forgotten, Wilmer, that Margie's father owns the biggest fleet of trucks in the state, or that he sends us some of his repair work. He's sending us a truck job tomorrow, Margie. He told me about it today.
Has Father been here?
Oh, that was this morning.
Oh, thank heaven.
Now, you don't worry about your car, Margie. We'll fix it for you. That's a promise. Now, let's just have a look.
Oh, thank you, Skeezix. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I'm so happy I have to tell somebody.
Huh? You're happy about your car getting out of whack?
Skeezix, I'm eloping. I'm driving over to Homedale.
That's swell. Who's the lucky guy?
Johnny Hart, and oh, he's so wonderful.
Johnny's a nice guy. Hand me that socket wrench, Wilmer.
Please, Skeezix, do we have to do this job?
Oh, gee, he's just wonderful. Of course, he hasn't got a dime, and Father will be furious when he finds out. You know how angry Father can get.
Well, sure. Everybody knows that Mr. Gannon's got quite a temper.
Well, he's a dear, really. Only everybody's afraid to talk back to him, including me.
Mr. Gannon, mad at us. Wait a minute, Skeezix. Stop working on this car.
Huh? Now what is it, Wilmer?
Margie's father. He's our best customer, isn't he?
Well, of course he is.
Then stop working on his car right now. If we help Margie elope, Mr. Gannon will never give us any more work.
Gosh, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, Skeezix, I didn't think of it either.
Well, sure, you see the spot we're in, Margie. Besides, Skeezix is already late for the... Come on, Skeezix, let's go home.
But I promised Margie I'd fix her
sure,
car.
Sure, but that was before we realized what would happen to us if we do fix it.
I guess Wilmer's right, Skeezix.
Maybe. But Well, I remember how I felt when Nina and I wanted to get married. Yes, Wilmer, and you and Jessica felt the same way.
Oh, sure, but...
Tell me, Margie, you really love Johnny Hart, don't you?
Terribly, Skeezix. And if Father or anybody keeps us from being married, I'll just die.
Well, that's good enough for me. Hand me that wrench, Wilmer.
Oh, wait, Skeezix, wait.
I know your heart is, Wilmer, but I say even if we lose Mr. Gannon's business, let's fix Margie's car.
Skeezix, it's only that you're late for this... I mean, I promised somebody that I'd... Oh, all right. Darn it, let's get busy and fix Margie's car.
Good for you, Wilmer. I'll get
it. No. Jesus, it's for me. You stay right there. I'll get it. Hello, Nina.
Nina, this is Steve Gannon. Is this Skeezix?
Oh, gosh, Mr. Gannon. No, Mr. Gannon. This is Wilmer. Wilmer, Bobble. I hope you feel great.
I don't feel great. I'm mad as a hornet.
Mad, Mr. Gannon? At us?
Not at you, Bobble. But I want you to give a message to Skeezix.
Did you say Skeezix?
You tell Skeezix I was going to send one puck in tomorrow, but I've changed my mind.
Now, look, Mr. Gannon, you can't put all the blame on Skeezix just because Margie's a loafer.
Yes, tell him I'll send in several pucks in it. What? Did you say, Margie? A loafing? I'll call out the police. I'll put Skeezix's wallet behind bars for life. I'll murder him, Skeezix's wallet, eloping with my daughter, and him a married man.
Now, back to Gasoline Alley. Well, things are really in a merry mix-up. Wilmer has just finished telling Skeezix and Margie Gannon that he inadvertently told Margie's hot-tempered father that his daughter is eloping. Worse still, Mr. Gannon thinks Margie is eloping with Skeezix. And at this moment, the garage door bursts open, and in comes Nina, Skeezix's wife.
Skeezix, I'm so mad I could pop. I'm furious.
Nina, we were sort of expecting Mr. Gannon. Look, Nina, Mr. Gannon's got a silly notion that Margie and I are, I mean...
I know all about it. Mr. Gannon called and told me. And Nina, you don't think Skeezix and I are alone?
Of course not. Everybody in town but your father knows you're madly in love with Johnny Hart.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid Father will come here and he's got such a temper.
I just hope he does come here. I don't get mad very often, but right now I can chew nails.
Nina, I've never seen you like this.
It was all my fault, Nina.
Oh, please don't say anything to Father if he comes in, Nina. He'll only get madder.
I certainly will say something to him. I tried to say it on the phone, but he was shouting his head off.
But, Nina,
it's about time people stop being afraid of your father, Margie, in the way I feel now.
Nina, look. Here he comes.
Let him come. I'm ready.
There is that snake, that cur, that... There you are, Skeezix.
Look, Mr. Gannon,
I'm going to drive you out of business. I'm going to ruin you.
Please, Mr. Gannon,
I'm going to put you behind bars. I'm
going to... Stop this nonsense. Right now.
What?
Just one word, Mr. Gannon, and I'll hit you right on the lungs with this monkey wrench.
Nina, good heavens, it's worse than I thought. The wife helping her husband elope with my daughter.
Margie is not eloping with Skeezix. She's eloping with Johnny Hart.
Johnny Hart? I won't have it. He's a pauper. He's
you won't have anything to say about it. If necessary, Skeezix and Wilmer and Margie and I will tie you up and leave you here in the garage. And
no, we wouldn't.
Not only that, Mr. Gannon, I'm suing you for $1 million for the things you said about my husband.
Wait a minute. Who's the injured party here? Why, I'm going to...
You're going to do nothing. Because if you do, I'll tell everybody in town that you're a bad-tempered, mean old man.
Oh, Father, isn't that bad, Nina?
Really? I'm going to tell everybody that you try to buy off everyone with that money of yours.
Nina, you make him sound like a monster. He isn't that bad.
And furthermore, Mr. Gannon, I...
Go on, Nina. You were saying about me.
I hate you. I hate all of you. I worked so hard on things, and all the guests are there. And I planned such a perfect surprise party for Skeezix's birthday.
Nina, darling.
Wish I didn't tell him about the surprise party. Nina, dumb as I am.
I guess it's all my fault, Nina, but I love Johnny so much.
Nobody's ever said the things Nina just said to me, and I guess in a way they're true.
Oh, no, Mr. Gannon, I didn't mean to say those things. I was so upset about Skeezick's party.
No, Nina, the things you said are at least partly true, but I want to prove that they're not altogether true. Are they guests the Skeezick party should have brought?
I told them to wait. The bride.
If Margie has no objections, maybe you would ask your guests to join us. For Margie's wedding.
Father, you don't mean it.
I do mean it, my dear.
Oh. Father.
Yes, dear.
Please stay out here. Oh.
I'll try. And in return, there's something I'd like to ask you to do.
I promise. Anything.
Try to be always as good a wife to John as Nina is to speak to.
We'll return to Gasoline Alley in just a moment. Now, a word from your local auto light dealer. Adventure in Gasoline Alley.
Just think, Skeezix, when we raise a lot of little chinchillas, Nina and Jessica will have fur coats.
Wilmer, those little animals aren't chinchillas.
But I bought them for chinchillas. What are they?
I'm afraid to find out, because, Wilmer, I'm afraid we're headed for trouble.
Oh,